Ciao. Just a quick note before we get started. We wanted to let you know that doors to our online Italian school are opening very soon.
We'd love to see you there. So if you think you might like to join us, click the link in the description to find out more.
Italian years are a bit crazy sometimes.
Why?
Well, let's say you want to tell someone when you were born. We don't start with 19 as in 1982, but rather in Italian we say the whole long number, so 1982. It all feels a bit long and tricky to learn.
Katie, first of all, it's not polite to keep giving my age away. And secondly, there are ways to make learning Italian years more interesting. Let's do that in this episode.
Ciao a tutti e benvenuti. Hi everyone and welcome to Learn Italian with Joy of Languages.
Before we get started, if you're listening to these on your podcast app, could you hit the subscribe or follow button? This way you'll get notified when we release a new episode and you'll help us grow our podcast so that we can keep making free lessons like this.
Grazie.
Now on to saying years in Italian. You know when I say them a lot? Mm-hmm. It's when we play Trivial Pursuit on Saturday night with our friends.
Yes, and you're really unpredictable. You either know the random questions that no one has ever heard of, or you get the really easy, obvious ones wrong.
That's why we really need to get some practice in so that we can win. Listen to the conversation. How many years can you hear?
Bene, cominciamo con l'Italia.
1946. Le donne votano per la prima volta.
Calma, aspetta la domanda. Allora, calcio.
2006. L'Italia vince i mondiali.
Aspetta, politica. Nel 68...
Berlusconi è diventato primo ministro.
No, il governo Berlusconi è iniziato negli anni 90. Katie, devi studiare meglio.
So Matteo said...
Bene, cominciamo con l'Italia.
Well, let's start with Italy.
Bene.
Well.
Cominciamo.
We start.
Con.
With.
L'Italia.
Italy. In Italian we say the Italy, L apostrophe, Italia.
L'Italia.
Then I said...
1946, le donne votano per la prima volta.
1946, women vote for the first time.
1946.
1946.
Le donne...
The women...
Votano...
They vote...
Per
for
la
the
prima
first
volta
time. And to say years in Italian, we say the full number. So to say 1946, we literally say 1946. It's a mouthful, so let's break it down.
Mille.
Thousand.
Nove.
Nine.
Cento.
Hundred.
Quaranta.
Forty.
Sei.
Six. And before we move on, it really helps to have a solid grounding of Italian numbers. So if you need to start there, you can check out episode 108.
So now that everyone already knows it, how would you say my birth year in Italian, 1982?
Literally, 1982.
1982. 1982.
They're long and they do take some practice, but there are ways to learn them faster, and we'll talk about this shortly. Next, Matteo said...
Calma, aspetta la domanda.
Calm down, wait for the question, literally.
Calma.
Calm.
Aspetta.
Wait.
La domanda.
The question.
Allora... Calcio.
So, football. That's...
Allora.
So.
Calcio.
football or soccer in the US. Then I said,
2006, l'Italia vince i mondiali.
2006, Italy wins the World Cup.
2006,
2006,
Italia,
Italy,
vince,
wins,
i mondiali,
the World Cup. And this time you heard a year in the 2000s. Italians literally say 2006. Let's break that down.
Due.
Two.
Mila.
Thousand.
Sei.
Six.
2006. 2006.
And there's an interesting little difference between mille, thousand, and duemila, 2000. In mille, which is a thousand, there's a double L, which should be really nice and long. Mille.
Mille. Mille.
It also ends in the letter E, which is pronounced E.
Mille. Mille.
When we say 2000, duemila, you'd expect the last part of this word to be the same as mille, thousand. But for some reason, it's not. It only has one short L, and the last letter is A. So it's mila, 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 duemila.
Duemila. Duemila.
And if you're feeling confused over this difference, you're not alone. I've been speaking Italian for 12 years and I'm still confused.
I'm Italian and I'm confused. I think it comes from Latin. That's our excuse for all the irregular words.
It's another one of those little quirks that are best just to memorize without worrying about the logic.
Yes, definitely.
So now you know how to say dates from the last millennium, starting with 1900. 1900, and this millennium, starting with 2000. Next, Matteo said,
Aspetta, politica.
Wait, politics.
Nel 68.
In 68, literally.
Nel.
In the.
68.
68. When Italians are talking about years in a sentence, they usually use the. So instead of 68, we say the 68.
Il 68. Il 68.
But in this case, we said in the, which smushes together to give us nel. To learn more about this, check out episode 118.
And did you notice that this time I just used the last two digits? We can shorten years like this. I think you do this in English too. Instead of saying 1968, you just say 68.
Yeah, that's right. And I hear this a lot in Italian when Italians have this sneaky way of asking you how old you are without actually asking you how old you are. So they say, di che anno sei? Literally, of what year you are, di che anno sei, di che anno sei.
Oh, it's true. You can answer with sono del, sono del. And your birth year, for me it's 82, 82. Sono dell'82. Sono dell'82.
For me, it's 86. Sono dell'86. Sono dell'86.
But Katie, stop distracting us. You said something silly next. You said that in 1968, Berlusconi è diventato primo ministro.
Berlusconi became prime minister. Literally.
Berlusconi.
Berlusconi.
È.
Is.
Diventato.
Become.
Primo ministro.
Prime minister. Then you quite rightly said.
No, Il governo Berlusconi è iniziato?
No, the Berlusconi government started.
Il governo.
The government.
Berlusconi.
Berlusconi.
È.
It is.
Iniziato.
Started.
Negli anni 90.
In the 90s.
Negli.
In the.
Anni.
Years.
90.
90. And here's how we talk about decades in Italian. We say negli, literally in the, anni, years. And if you're unsure about why we say negli, you can check out episode 118. Or simply memorize this phrase without worrying. That often works a lot with learning a language. So in the 70s would be?
Negli anni 70. Negli anni 70.
And that funny sound in the middle of negli is a little like a cross between a l and a y. So you glide the tongue forward across the roof of your mouth. Gli, gli, negli. In the 80s?
Negli anni 80.
In the 2000s?
Negli anni 2000.
Then Matteo said,
Katie, devi studiare meglio.
You need to study more.
Devi.
You must, you have to, or you need to. So basically for an obligation.
Studiare.
To study.
Meglio.
Better. But it did feel as though Berlusconi had been around since the 60s. So let's listen to the conversation again.
Bene, cominciamo con l'Italia.
1946, le donne votano per la prima volta.
Calma, aspetta la domanda. Allora, calcio.
2006, l'Italia vince i mondiali.
Aspetta, politica. Nel 68...
Berlusconi è diventato primo ministro.
No, il governo Berlusconi è iniziato negli anni 90. Katie, devi studiare meglio.
Speaking of studying, even once you get the logic of how to say years in Italian, it can still feel like you have to do some complex algebra in your head before you could actually get the number out. So over on the blog, you'll find a review of everything you learned today and also get some practical tips on how to learn them so that they can start to roll off your tongue automatically.
And what did happen in 1968 in Italy? You'll find the answer over there too. Click the link in the description to find out more.
See you next time.
Or as we say in Italian,
alla prossima.